You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Yo.
And we on camera.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I really be spazzing. I'll be on my chair. Everything. You know what I'm saying? I got my little mood set up in the background. You know, we Gucci.
We straight. No, I'm still handsome. I'm not the one that's afraid of the camera.
Come on, man.
I've been trying to get niggas on camera for years.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Look at me. Look at me.
I can't see you.
Look at me. And that's the problem.
Yo, Sharif.
Yeah.
This nigga Wayne think he's slick, right? If you see, like, you know when you call niggas now with the new update, you can see everybody's, like, Apple ID picture, right?
Yeah.
The nigga Wayne got the, you got a friend picture shit, and they be like, yeah, that's my friend. Look. Nigga.
Yo, Wayne is so unserious, bro. Like, for real. The most unserious nigga I ever met in my life, bro. Right.
Hey, yo, I'm keeping this King of the Court podcast. I'm just get started.
My Apple ID pick is flawed. Stop playing, I'm keeping boy. But look like that. I don't got hair no more.
I know. That's why you got that picture still there, nigga. It's your best looks. I called the nigga. The first thing I said to him was last week when I saw, I said, boy, no hate. This is a good picture, boy.
No hate.
This, you're knocking your hustle, nigga. But that
I forgot what it was I called the nigga for initially, but I was like, yo, no hate, boy. This is a good picture.
Yo, where?
I ain't gonna lie, this dude. I went on a little date, right? Went on a little date with a shorty, right. In DR. She hit the pick for me. Little shorty said, "Oh," I said, "Oh, nah, that shit, it's all right." She said, "Oh, nah, let me edit it." I didn't even know you could edit the pics, bro.
She put the shit on the editing program for you, my boy.
You was like, yo, Wayne be buying shit, don't know how to
use it. I told you, Wayne be just buying shit, don't know how to use it.
I didn't even know editing pictures on the iPhone, bro. She put that shit on. She put her little sauce on that shit. I said, oh, nah, this is my shit.
That is definitely professionally done.
That's hilarious.
Let me tell you something right now. Well, we'll just get started. King of the Court podcast, season 6, episode number 13. And you know how I want to start this shit off.
Right.
Cause my little niggas is back. Y'all hear this?
Oh.
My fault.
I'm looking for the
hole. Nah, bro. Come on now.
Send the video.
Yo,
I want to go straight ratchet music starting this shit off. I'm happy.
Yeah.
My little niggas is back. Jaws back.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards telling bitches to send the video. This is why these little niggas is out of control.
Yeah. It's wild in the hood back, boy.
Niggas be listening to this shit too, bro.
James Harden is back. What I tell you, Sharif?
Yes, he's playing extremely well, and they're gelling.
Playing district class.
You know, the only thing I said is if this doesn't work, they deserve the criticism, but it's working now. So,
I know Big Sexy, my number one rapper on my Apple Rap.
That shit is embarrassing. I don't know how grown man you fucking admitted.
2,500 minutes.
Nigga, up
this 2,400 minutes of sexy ride. You are.
Oh, you're wilding the fuck out.
But yo, nah, Ja came back in full effect. In full effect, like he ain't never left a step, boy. 34 points, I believe 8 assists, and like what, 6 rebounds?
Yeah, man.
Last night, Grizzlies get a great, you know, win in a comeback fashion. Ja Morant with the game winner. We know, you know, Wayne was talking about how we knew what move he was gonna do, floater in the lane, and they didn't blitz it, they didn't double it, they didn't do anything, they just let it go, you know.
You knew what Ja was gonna do already, his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no, well,
yeah,
no, I mean, like,
bro, he hit that same floater on him like 3 times. He hit it on like 3 times.
Same move in the fourth, bro. Like,
facts, and bro, they had like 15 seconds on the clock. They let him walk it down. They let him walk him down.
Right,
and he ain't shooting no threes, bro. He been missing the threes. He wasn't shooting no threes. They let him walk him down, and he hit him with the same spin move to the floater. Left hand side.
Niggas
and
called 12, boy.
Boy, come on.
Niggas
man.
Called 12.
He called 12?
Yeah. He called 12, yeah. Nigga.
Well, you know the party's over 12. When 12 gets called.
Nigga called 12.
Thanks. Thanks. That boy came through and said, nah, we gonna end this right here. Real quick.
Like get this segment is basically here. Like Ja is still really good at basketball. And like I wanna see
nigga
more.
Nigga said he got that dog in him, nigga.
I wanna see more. Definitely. I wanna You know, there was supposed to be a minutes restriction, and he basically looked at Taylor Jenkins and was like, yo, I just need a couple minutes on the bench to get my win, but once...
Nigga, I've been on a minutes restriction for 25 games.
Exactly.
Fuck you mean? I'm playing every minute.
That boy came through hooping, boy.
And then he should play more, right? He should be playing 41 minutes a game. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bro, that boy came out old.
He's cold, bro. He's good. He's cold. Yeah. And he don't even really need an outside shot to get his shit off balls, like, you know, so.
But nah, it definitely showed, bro, like, he really is the engine behind that team, because that team was looking so.
Like, how they was moving.
Bro, they were so
sluggish.
Look at the bounce niggas was moving with last night.
But you know what really effed them up, though, but I said this myself, what really effed them up is when they traded Trey Jones.
Yeah. I mean, that's what holds them down while he's out.
He wasn't a free
No, they traded him.
It was like a sign-in trade, wasn't it, though? Because they couldn't afford him anyway.
No, his contract is up this year. They traded him. They just traded him.
Wow.
They traded him, and then it was
unnecessarily, too, by the way.
So unnecessary.
Yeah, because he moves the ball. He's a decent shooter. And he's a great backup.
And just like a side question for both of you, like, what's wrong with taking a player through his last year? Like, you don't always have to get something for a player.
It depends. It depends.
Have to do that. You could just take it all the way through, and if you have a chance to like go far, win a title. You win the title, you send them on their way. That's what the Nuggets did with Bruce Brown. They was like, all right, like, we know we're not gonna re-sign you. We're gonna take you all the way through your contract, you're gonna help us win, and that's it.
But you see, with the Nuggets and Bruce Brown, they was going towards the title. So
boy, like, Bruce Brown was on his way out, win or lose.
Win or lose.
Facts. But it's like, why would I trade you? Are we using you to get this title? And we not
right. It, that's it, my it, point it, with trade.
It's
Jones.
Not beneficial.
It's like,
but
you need a backup point guard, like, and they're missing one. They got Zaire Williams.
I would have never traded him.
Point guard, bro.
I would have never traded him. I would have kept him, but because I don't think the Marcus Smart and Derrick Rose as a backup is good enough.
I mean, we don't know yet until you.
We don't really
until you see Ja now.
Well,
hey, Derrick Rose, bro. He'll score 6 straight points in the first and be like, oh, second half, Derrick Rose route with him.
That's it.
What the fuck, Sean? Please explain that to me.
Nah, man, because when I talk about this nigga and his injuries, nigga Chris get real sensitive.
I know, right? Yeah, they get real mad at you.
Chris get pissed at me when I talk about Derrick Rose, boy.
It's true, yeah. Though, bro. I'm sorry.
No, you absolutely
It just is what it is, Sean. He just can't play. I'm sorry.
Niggas be mad at me. It's my fault.
He just can't play.
I told you that them older crapper players, all them motherfuckers that's like over 30.
Wayne said it already. Wayne said it mad times.
It's time to leave.
You know what, Wayne? I want to tell you something. The other day, we were having a conversation, the last episode we was on together. And we was talking about Klay Thompson's contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how Wayne was saying he wouldn't give Klay $30 million. And then we convinced Wayne to go up to about upwards of $35
million. Right.
And now the Warriors ain't giving that to him.
And now they look like that nigga's going to be under $25
million. Yeah, bro, they offered him $50 million for 2 years. I was being nice. You see that? I was being nice. I said I'll give him 100 for 3.
Yeah, actually, the last podcast me and Sean did, we were saying that you were right about it. Like,
oh no, I was furious about that.
He was mad that you were right.
Yeah, nah, that wasn't that yet. I was like, there's no way I would give Klay that little money. Like, I'll give Klay what he deserves. I mean, still play. It's December. We're going into the new year. You know.
Well, his last two games, he's been hooping. Last two games, he has been hooping.
Because nigga be telling y'all, like, chill out, man. I got this. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
He be trying to
tell you. He be looking mid some games, bro. Like,
I mean, and nigga, didn't Steph have fucking 6 points before the game winner last night? Game before?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
But that's Steph. Steph's resume speaks for itself.
Bruh.
Klay is a great player. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer, but he's not Steph. Like,
no, we're not saying that. But I'm just saying, like these niggas is gonna be off, bro. They're shooters,
right?
That's a fact. But like I said,
and we all play basketball. You know, shooting comes in waves. Like,
you can be high
for the first 20 shots.
Of course,
the first 20 shots, you'll make 14 of them. And then the next 20, you'll miss 17 and make 3 of them.
Now that we, briefly, Steph's amazing. And, Shaq said, should we start talking about Steph as the greatest ever? And I think he just did that for, like, entertainment purposes.
Greatest, like, of everybody?
Yeah,
Shaq said that Steph was better than him.
Okay, he's not reaching.
You know, especially it's hard to tell me that because Shaq is like in my top five, so it's just like I can't do that. You know, it's like Steph is great, but like greatest ever to do it.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
I mean, you know, you're leaving. You can't put him over 6-0 in the finals, or the guy that has the most points in history of the game. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, LeBron has the most points.
He's good. He has a great impact, but like he doesn't have the accolades of those guys.
No. I mean,
he's got an impressive resume. He just doesn't have the accolades.
He's in my top 10.
He's got two MVPs.
Two MVPs back to back. The only unanimous.
Only unanimous
MVP winner. Four titles, one Finals MVP. I think he's got an All-Star game MVP.
I just feel like we need to be more harsh about who's the greatest ever, like top 10. You know, we have to look at everything and be like, not everybody's in there, bro.
Right. You have to start moving people. That's all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can move people out.
That's fine. But be harsh about it. Compare.
Andrew Wiggins giving up 21 minutes and only giving up 6 points. What the fuck is this?
Not enough production.
I think Andrew Wiggins. It's a big drop off. It's not about the production. It's more about like the effectiveness.
I ain't gonna lie, he ain't been the same, bro.
Right. Ever since he had that little joint with his joint. You know what I mean? Like
little situation, y'all.
You know what I mean?
He ain't been the same.
Yeah, that's been crazy. Cool.
It's a message for the young Thundercats listening to this podcast, man. Don't let them get you crazy. Focus on your, you know, like Marshawn Lynch says, focus on your chicken. You know what I mean?
Facts. Focus on your chicken. You know who I'm ready to talk about now?
In a perfect transition.
Say that again.
I said a perfect transition.
To who?
You know who.
We talking about one Memphis guy. I mean, one Minnesota guy. Let's talk about another Minnesota guy.
Oh, yes.
Minnesota. No. We still got to talk about the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, Dre.
Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking that we motherfucking had to. You see what I mean? This is why we should really have the camera set up, bro.
Yo.
I'm shaking the imaginary rope right now.
Yo, listen, put the camera on me. I need a 3-minute rant about this. Okay.
About the Ultimate Warrior?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Listen to me, man.
That's the Ultimate Warrior right there.
When I was scrolling, so I see Bleacher Report, whatever. I see Draymond's face. I say suspended indefinitely. Okay, fine. I don't know really what that means, but go ahead.
Nigga, you ain't coming back till we say so.
Right.
Basically. That's when your mother said, go to your room and don't come out till I tell you.
Don't come out, right? But then on the bottom, you know, font, it says he's going to be out at least 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, 3 weeks? What kind of therapy do you need that says that, or you need help with simply just not assaulting people on the basketball court? Why do you need 3 weeks to tell a nigga, yo, listen, stop hitting people, stop choking people, stop chopping people, stop kicking people? There's no kind of therapy that can, that, you know, this is basketball. He's not like this in public. I mean, you can make a case for that because he
y'all niggas keep talking about what Draymond is like, and niggas don't know what Day Day is like.
Yeah, maybe, right? It's all speculation, right? But I haven't really seen players attest to that kind of behavior. Like, he's been around people. He's been with LeBron on the whatever the shop and stuff like that. He looks like a normal guy. Like, he looks, you know what I'm saying? But when he gets between those lines, he does flagrant and like just weird stuff on the court. Mm-hmm. Like, you're guarding someone, or someone's guarding you in post defense. All of us play basketball. You don't expect someone to do a 180 spin and flail their arms at you.
Are you defending this egregious act? You said you're not expecting someone to. Oh, you mean like what Draymond did? Like, you just,
right? You're not, like, you're not expecting that, so it's like weird behavior.
Yeah.
And it's not grounds for therapy. They need to just come down hard on his punishment. And definitely doesn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? It just means, well, we're gonna wait for things to blow over until, you know, we go the direction we wanna go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, you know, it's kind of harsh, but to just say we're sick of this, we're going to sit you out all year and take away the whole check, that's really sending a real message and saying, all right, man, you've been doing this 3 years in a row. You're stepping on people's chest. You're choking them. You're hitting them. You're punching them. Like, there was a time in the NBA where this was acceptable. Remember in the 1970s, this is a $25 fine, okay? But now, it's like we're taking that kind of stuff out of the league. And it's like, if he's not learning, he needs to just reflect, because he don't need no therapy. He needs to be hit in the pocket and sent a real message.
Well, when did he start misbehaving?
I mean, it's been common, but it's getting worse over the last two and a half years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because it, like I sent you the fucking, he has a hacking mixtape.
Right? Yo, bro.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
I've never seen this before.
And you Wayne, know why I'm
Draymond
ranting,
Green
Sean?
Has
you know
a legit mixtape.
I feel so embarrassed because we used to be at our old job, and Sean used to call Draymond Green a hack, and now he's not a real defender. And I was defending Draymond Green. I was so passionate about it. And because, Sean was right, bro.
Yeah, niggas, he's man. Hack, anytime, bro. That nigga's a hack, bro. That nigga. I love Draymond because of the things that Draymond does. It's actually the importance. The crazy thing about it is he's really fucking brilliant, you know, what he does. Like, he knows what he's doing. And then he's, like, excelled at this role that he has now, but now it's, like, out of control. Like, yeah, it's almost
It's
just like a...
Like, you found a niche, and it's just, like...
Yeah, he's just, like, a badass kid now. Like I'm with you on this. Like, everybody who asked me, they was like, hey, what do you think about the shit with Draymond Green? I was like, he's got to go for the rest of the season.
That, see, we're on the same page.
Like, because... he's got to go for the rest of the season for the simple fact of, I love Adam Silver. And I know the position that this would, like, put them in if they were to give him, like, another five games. Because I thought he should have got more than five games just recently. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, these acts, like even with Ja. Ja got eight games. Should have got more going into the postseason. They let him play. And then, boom, the bullshit right after.
Right.
Like nah, you didn't learn? Okay, cool. 25 games. Like, you got to do something.
Like, when Ja did it, he should have got more. But
yeah, you got to do something, like... You got to send a message here because what was like? This was like not even 3 weeks after the Gobert shit, right? It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
this is his third ejection for the season. We're only 2 months into the season.
Mm-hmm. I just want to.
He's already over the technical
foul. Let Wayne chime in though.
I'm gonna let him go. I'm just saying he's already over the technical foul limit or whatever else. Like, and the worst thing about it is
over so early.
And the worst thing about this shit is that we all know. This was David Stern's NBA.
Oh, come on.
Boy, you would have had that boy in the office. He would have had that boy in the office. Like, Draymond, I know who the fuck you hang out with.
Like, bro.
I know where the fuck you be at. I know what the fuck you be doing. Do you want a job in this motherfucking league or not?
You know what I'm saying?
I'll make sure you and your whole family don't eat. I'll send your ass back to Flint.
You know what
I know he ain't from Flint.
You know what's interesting about the NBA? Is that?
But go ahead.
I started to notice something about Draymond. I don't know if you noticed this about Draymond, but have you ever noticed who his targets have been?
Yo, bro.
The NBA's. How you say that shit? The hold on, I gotta pull that shit up. If you look up the quota between black men and white men in the NBA, I think it's like 15% white men. But this Draymond Green somehow finds a way to only pick on the white men and the half breeds. I don't know.
If you're a mixed skin test, he's wild,
bro. If you are a mixed black man or you are a white man, he will find a way to attack you.
He's taking off.
And once I started to realize that, this is reparations. I understand, Draymond. This is reparations. I ain't even know that shit no more.
It's reparations.
I ain't even mad at you no more, Draymond.
No,
this reparations.
Wait,
this reparations
was the stomp on Sabonis last year.
Draymond stomped on that boy. Said, "You have my people picking cotton, bro."
Anywhere in the five boroughs, bro, somebody's getting shot, bro. Like, you cannot step on people's chest like that.
Bro, Draymond stomped on him like he had a fresh pair of Timbs
Bro, it wasn't even like a quick stomp. Like, he hiked his leg up, pause, and like, it was like,
They used to stomp on him. Oh, you know, Draymond would have been in the field. Back in the day, they used to stomp on him. For cotton. So now Draymond is stomping on him to get his get back. Once I realized that, I'm all for what Draymond doing.
Have you ever seen no shit like that with that stomp on Sabonis? Like, I've never seen it. Like, I was like, I had an incredulous look on my face when he did that shit.
Incredulous. Wow.
What?
Like, meaning. What? Meaning in utter disbelief.
We know what it means, nigga. It's the way you said that shit. He just threw that shit in the face. This nigga motherfucking 15.
Yeah, bro. Like, I just, you know, Salt Bay, you know what I mean? Like, sprinkle that on top. You know, I'm a friend. And, like, bro. I was just like, bro, I couldn't believe it. Like, I rewinded it. Like,
that stomp was so. That stomp was so hood. Like,
right.
Bro.
If he was mic'd up, you would have heard him. That's all that was missing from that stomp was the
yo, bro. And it wasn't like a quick stomp, like he hiked his knee up into his belly, bro. And he drove his foot.
My son definitely drove his foot through his chest.
And then he tried to act like he tried to jump and act like he was trying to jump over
him. Nigga, acting like he was stuck in mud.
Word. I was like, yo, crazy. This is some nonsense, bro.
He is a menace, boy. My but man. Yeah,
like to your point, it's just got to be the rest of the year. It's got to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just not going to stop.
By far. There's nothing else to talk about. It's definitely the end of the year. I mean, if he comes back in like 5 to 10 games, we think this shit is a joke.
But let's do Are They For Real? Today, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder. 17-8. 68-point win percentage, 3 games back of the first seed. Currently the second seed. They're scoring 120 points a game.
Who that?
The Thunder.
Are they for real?
Yes.
Okay. Proceed.
So the Thunder, they're 9-4 at home, 8-4 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they're winning games in the Western Conference with a 17-7 record.
Okay.
And they have a 97% chance of making the postseason after being a play-in team last year. So is this team in their, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander averaging 30 points a game again. You got R. Kelly on the team being a good point guard for them.
R. Kelly. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. It seems like you're ready.
Right? Y'all Kelly niggas is a nice little point. Oh my god.
Right? Chet Holmgren, second in the league in blocks, or third, or something like that. And then, you know, Lou Dort, nice glue guy, good defender, getting better as a shooter. I mean, they got some little underrated pieces there. But how far under, can go, say
underaged?
Yeah, at least they're not underage.
Oh my god!
So I'm gonna hit Wayne first. Is pause? Like, are they for real?
Niggas came back for the timeout, Wilder.
He caught a 60-second tee.
Knock old timeout and came back.
Full timeout and started talking crazy.
Oh my god!
Are they
bro. For real?
Thunder?
Thunder? Oh, yes. No, for sure. For sure. For sure.
So what's the realistic goal for them?
Western Conference Finals.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Look at the teams, though.
Actually, let me shut up, because Chris was like, these niggas was top four, and I think he even had them, like, at two currently, like, at the time. This is the beginning of the season. We were like, get the fuck out of here. And he's right. So,
bro, I thought the top four is where I was looking at them at. You know, If we looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves as the number one team in the NBA right now,
right?
Why we can't look at the Suns? I mean, the Thunder as a Western Conference Finals.
Nah, you're right. That's why I said I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Because
I just think on the way there though, because like okay, they can get through the Pelicans. Let's say it stays like this, and they're the two seed, and they get through the Pelicans. More likely than not. They're playing the Nuggets in the second round. So it's just like.
Mm. And they beat the Nuggets a couple times. I think they beat them. They beat them
yeah.
once or twice.
No, yeah. No, for sure. But in a playoff kind of.
We acting like Shai hasn't played playoff games. Shai played playoff games already.
He's super nice, bro. I don't have.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't say enough good things about his game. And I like point guards that don't center the game around outside shots. So, you know.
Oh, the Shai area?
Yes.
That boy disrespectful.
You know what I mean?
That boy, he just that right level of disrespect. The free throw line in,
you know?
Right.
Just that right level of disrespect. I like him. But, yeah, I think they have a a great possibility of making it to the at least the Western Conference. Not at least, but I feel like that's their height, the Western Conference Finals. Yeah.
And then that other kid, number 8, Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams. Jalen. J-Dub
said, I'm going to break this afro up.
And do his thing.
I'm gonna act like Latrell Sprewell, bro. I'm a rock number 8. I'm gonna get the rolls, bro. And we gonna go out here and get some buckets.
You know what I'm saying? And then right now I believe the trade that a lot of people are saying it could be on the table for this for the Suns. For the Thunder. The trade that a lot of people saying could be on the table right now for the Thunder is Josh Giddey, I'll be Cason Williams, and somebody else, Trey Mann, and a couple picks to go get Lauri Markkanen. And if that happens,
okay,
it's really up. Because now you got two guys in that front court that could shoot. Everybody could shoot on that team. So now the spacing is way better. Because Josh Giddey be fucking up spacing a lot.
Because Chet Holmgren is playing center for them, right? So
Facts. And then you just got a lot of dynamic scorers. They don't really have a power
forward. They're playing small all around.
Exactly. You got two bigs now. You got a dynamic scorer in Shane. It just works. So I personally feel like they right there. They definitely right there.
Yeah, they're right there. But are they ready? I don't think so.
That year, the old Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Lakers and they went to the was that the conference finals they went to before they got knocked out?
But that, nobody they had thought, three they Hall was ready. Of Famers on that team.
Hey, those guys was the Hall of Famers at that time.
What are we talking about?
The old Oklahoma the City Thunder.
The Thunder team that faced the Heat in the finals.
No, they weren't.
Ain't nobody thought they was gonna make it past. Ain't nobody thought they was gonna make it past the Lakers. They made it past the Lakers.
Correct.
Even Dallas in the first round, remember?
Even Dallas, we thought Dallas was gonna get them.
Right.
Then when they saw the Spurs,
powerhouse, they were better than the title.
Then when they saw the Spurs and all three of them had 30 in that game,
right.
So like you know what I'm saying, it's like I told y'all, it's a young boy league, man. It's a young boy league. All these old heads got to sit down. I ain't gonna lie. This might be the old heads' last chance. This might be the old heads' last chance.
Certain guys getting phased out. I mean, but
even though personally, I coming out the West, I got the Clippers coming out the West.
They're just really good, bro. Like you know, they look like okay, we're figuring this shit out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we're playing defense too, so it's just facts. Like
for once that bug don't come and get them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But look, to me the point production is alarming to me. Like the last 5 games: 132, 119, 121, 144, 151, bro. Like,
yeah.
What is going on? Like, yo, these guys, bro.
Those are the Thunder points or the Clippers? Those are the Thunder points or the Clippers?
No, this is the Clippers.
Yeah. They going up. They going up. They got what bro, they've been needing a point guard for how many years? Finally got one and now look at them.
I just say they aren't for real because I think the standings are gonna even out at some point.
Right.
You know, because all these teams that we're talking about, right? There's only a 1.5 game difference between the Thunder and the Clippers. One bad week for the Thunder and the Clippers are the 2 seed. One bad 3 games. The Nuggets are the 1 seed. So we're going to have a lot of musical chairs throughout the year. So that's why we got to be more apprehensive about crowning teams that are doing well in the early in the year.
Like you said, yeah, definitely early in the season. It's December. This season is like It's probably been like one of the best regular seasons we've had, like early, yeah, like early really on in the regular season. That's really what it is, because it's like, damn, it's only going into January, but it already feels like take me to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, we still got a lot of basketball left. Like, holy especially, shit.
You know, Ja came back yesterday and the Grizzlies are not even in the mix right now. And like, they could turn around and be a playing team and make it, you know, so.
Yeah. This shit is it's fucking exciting, man.
Yeah,
you know, I can't believe this shit.
Now they're on the Clippers. Good segue. Me and Sean were talking about yesterday where I didn't even know that Kawhi Leonard hasn't missed one game this year.
Yeah, he been over hooping. I'm very surprised.
We talked about like him being upset, him being the poster child for the load management rules, and he hasn't missed a game.
Yo, that Wayne said he's been over hooping. Yeah, he got y'all niggas fooled because it's January.
Right.
He got to play on Christmas.
Oh, you know that.
The Clippers play on Christmas?
No, they don't actually. I just checked.
Okay, because
the day after, yeah, but no.
Oh, because he's definitely about to use some holidays and vacation time. I saw my fucking.
Right.
You saw my comment. I said,
yeah, that was so fucking funny, bro.
Yeah, don't worry. He about to put in them vacation days.
For some vacation
don't
days. Yeah, they play the 26th, and then they play the 29th, and then New Year's Day. So
yeah,
that New Year's Day is a holiday, so he might have to ask for the, you know, the game off against the Heat.
Kawhi got y'all fooled.
I mean, I just commented it and was just kind of impressed by it. I don't know if that's like, if that means he's going to play 70 plus, I doubt it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but he hasn't missed one game. He's not on the minutes restriction. So, and he's playing really well. So is James Harden, bro. Like, you got to give credit where credit's due. Like,
yeah, he got his shit back together.
I really don't, but, you know, shout out to him.
Like, you know, he's in LA. He's eating his mom's home cooking, man. You know, they frying the catfish outside. So,
yeah, he was doing snow angels on the floor, right, screaming at the camera. James is back. Told y'all, man. You know what niggas need? Niggas need that booty shaking music. That's it. They're looking for the hoes, man.
Yo,
Wayne wanted to talk about the Minnesota kid. You want to talk about the kid in Minnesota?
Lord Jesus, man.
You only want to about, never mind, don't do that. Yeah, so what? You want to about the kid that's not going to go to be born in Minnesota?
Oh my Lord.
Send a video.
Send a video. Send a video.
Just another lesson for the young bulls out there, bro. Listen to me, man. If you're one of the young bulls, you're an athlete, actor, whatever, okay? Be selective about who you deal with, man. Okay? I'm not saying you need to be out here signing non-disclosure agreements. If you want to do that, then that's wonderful.
Right.
But this, you know, we might get in a little trouble with the women, but this is not a high-quality female. Okay?
This is not.
This is, in terms of looks, she's probably like an 8, but in terms of quality, she's like a 2.5. She's not a perennial all-star, bro. Okay. And
couldn't say it better myself.
You're getting close to married, you know, being married and doing what you gotta do with your main shorty. Don't be out here embarrassing her dealing with stuff like this, bro. And now you scrambling to asking people to do stuff with their own body. You know what I'm saying? Like You sending $100,000 checks. And people be wondering why they be going broke after they finish the NBA because of stuff like this. That's $100K that you could have had, bro.
Tell them.
So we got to chill out, brothers. Okay? Yeah. Me, you know, Sean, Wayne, me, we was outside, so we know, bro. But you gotta be able to discern who is who. In terms of the female species, okay? That's all I got to say about that.
Young fella.
Could have said better myself.
I'm happy that you had this experience. and you are learning, because these are experiences that you're gonna have to deal with as you get older. Like, you know, it's what happens when you make a lot of money, you run into little problems like this. It could be avoidable, you know. But it's a life lesson. Like, there's a nigga who's not Anthony Edwards who's, you know, got himself in a situation.
Right,
like this.
We was going through this.
Yeah, you know,
similar. Not exactly this, but you know, yeah. We didn't have nothing compared to Big Ant. And
yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, my son.
It's a rite of passage.
And my son didn't want nothing to talk about. He just said, send the video. I ain't trying to hear none of that my funny shit you on. My said, attorney will be like, in contact said, with you. Send the video.
He said, yo, this is not me and this is not my character. And then that's the only time I'm going to answer questions about this.
Sure, ain't this like said, the third time he had to make like a public statement about some wild shit he was saying?
But Pete Gang. Sure, my man said, oh, nah, take care of that. And then Shorty proceeded to send a baby picture like this could be us. No!
No.
No!
No.
And I'm going to keep it 100 stack with you, Ant. And this is not just for you, Ant. This is for a lot of players. This is for a lot of players this apply to, okay?
Send a message. Send a message.
This is for you, Ant. This is for Anthony. Anthony over there in Portland, okay? Brandon Ingram. Zion,
right?
True, he's in a class of his own.
Yeah, no, that.
No, because you know, B.I. and Anthony Simmons, they got the same baby moms now.
What?
They got the same baby moms now.
No way, Wayne.
Facts. This nigga, Aunt Edwards, his main shorty, you know who her baby daddy is?
Who is it?
Chief Keef.
Oh, Sosa? Mm.
Sosa. Mm. Like, come on, my niggas. Come on, my niggas.
Man, we bugging out now.
My niggas. I don't understand why y'all niggas is making so much fucking money. So much motherfucking money, bro. And y'all keep on fucking with these borderline homeless bitches.
Right.
They look good on the internet. I'm not gonna lie. I've seen the pics. I double tap. And you know, if I was $100 million nigga, I'd slide in the DM and be like, yo, what's up? You trying
to be smart, man?
Miami this weekend. But my man, strap that up.
Thank you.
Strap that up.
For what?
What you mean, for what, Sean?
Why?
Sean, you're wild, you know Sean. Better, bro. Strap that up, bro. Sean, I'm not giving no shorty that could barely make $100,000 her damn self without jumping on that OF.
Do you want me to?
100 bands to get rid of that kid. That's crazy. No,
do you want
nigga.
Me to so agree? You want me to agree with you for the sake of?
No, yes. I'm not agreeing with you.
Yes, we know. Yes, you should. You should be doing that anyway, especially if it's casual, right? You should be, absolutely. But it's just like, come on, it's human error. You think this nigga's gonna be doing that all the time? You think after Ja came back and just fucking had, what would he have? We had 37 last night, 34?
34, yeah.
34 after being suspended for 25 games, hit the game winner, that he's about to go out here and have condom sex?
Yes!
You guys are retarded.
Bro, yes! Yes!
Okay.
And you're not, Sean, teaching self-control. And I'm very upset.
It's not what I'm here for this episode. I'm just being real.
Shoot the club up.
I'm being real.
Bro, you just being real?
Yeah, I'm being real.
Hey,
he's not
going to
do it.
I know they're not going to do it. But you see, the problem is, Sean, when we were young in that age range, we ain't had shit to lose.
No.
Right. We ain't had shit to lose. These niggas got not even $100 million contracts because they're giving out more than that. These motherfuckers are getting 200. Yeah.
Wayne, there's nobody in the locker room to tell them that. The nigga who's the nigga who's the OG in there is the whoever makes the most money.
Like Wayne keeps saying that this is a young bulls game and stuff like that, and the old heads are being phased out. Look at the fruits that are bearing from this.
Like, come on, my niggas, y'all niggas is really wilding, bro.
I love it because really I love it because we get to see people grow.
Nah, that's like, crazy,
no,
bro.
Because we have
it's crazy,
because
bro.
This
bro,
is
bro,
not
bro,
because
bro.
No. I'm gonna tell you exactly why. Right? All right. This is not the era of sports and entertainment that we grew up in, and people were in their 20s or like even if you had like your like. Teen sensations like out of high school and they were matured and they were all these things and you know they didn't like they were going to be trouble. LeBron's a rarity if you guys you know get Kobe's or whatever, and then by the time they hit like 21 22 years old it's like oh my god you're looking at this guy's like he's like he's 25 30 already, right? Bro, is a product of a one and done situation,
yeah,
of NILs, of fucking social media, of being lit. This is the product of the microwave era that you guys love. Like these are the things that get missed when you create a star who's like 21 22 years old, yeah. And he there's no struggle, no nothing. Like it's just like, all right, high school, rich. Like
yeah,
now go take not even rich, like generational, like life,
right?
Like generation
really
changing
rich, like
money and fame and cell phones, and now grow with this, with no instruction. No instruction. I keep yo every time I see one, every time I see something like this, and something comes about it, like from one of the young players, like everyone is just like they're like you're looking at it from a parental perspective, or you're looking at it from like experience in hindsight, and you're not viewing it from the point of view of someone who's like 19 to 23 years old with the world in the palm of his hands.
Yeah.
You got to be responsible, man. These
no.
Wilding, bro.
He's going to learn from this.
Niggas is out here scratching, wiping up scrippers.
He's going to learn, and he's not the only one in the locker room. He's the only high profile
like this,
one.
This is not it. This is a dirty chick, bro. Like, this is not like.
I don't know this girl. There's a lot of them.
Nah, cause it could even with the shit with
what makes her dirty?
KJ.
Because it's Chief Keef's baby mother.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
She didn't seem dirty in those. That's not how dirty girls talk in text messages.
Not the one that got pregnant. His actual main shorty. The one that he wiping up with. The one that be outside the games with him.
Yeah,
that's Chief Keef.
So what's the problem,
bro? This girl was a piece of toast that was on the last day of the expiration date.
I ain't gonna refer
if you're
to
hungry,
young
you're gonna
ladies.
Eat it.
My thing is, my
niggas
thing
eat
is
the butter
right
of bread.
I'm watching this shit with the Gilbert Arena shit, right? And KJ was talking about the situation with his son,
mm-hmm.
And KJ said he brought the shorty in around one time. KJ said he looked at his son and brought him to the next room and said, "Not this one right here." What?
Right.
Say not this one right here.
Right. We need
that's
that.
That's all I'm saying. Where is the niggas that saying not this one right here?
Yeah.
Not this one.
I just nigga said.
Evans walked in the room. He looked at her and said, "Not this one right here."
And then
that same bitch went around and fucked on Jalen Green. And Jalen Green out here trying to fuck on his teammates. Right. I'm just trying to say.
I just got finished saying to you that those niggas.
Those days are over, right?
Those days are over because the nigga who gonna have the most experience is the one who got the most money, and he didn't experience it yet.
Right. Yeah. Think about it. Overhead on your team now is like 26, bro.
If that. Like your overhead once you get like once you're done
like
with your
Fred
rookie contract Lampley
is how old like.
Once your rookie contract is done and you a superstar and you get the real money, like you're
the big homie.
Yeah, you're the vet now.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
No, that is crazy, bro.
Why are you looking for anything more from these?
Like
guys?
In our era, bro, you had guys that you know you had like Udonis Haslem, Kevin Willis, guys that just didn't play. That were 30.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Plus.
If it wasn't for social media, you would have never heard about this. This is unfortunate. This is unfortunately common. Like, if this is 20 years ago in a different era, like, you can't even screenshot those text messages. Use nothing. This stays amongst the girls.
All right.
This doesn't make it to the world.
Same way Josh Giddey shit would have stayed amongst the girls, huh?
Josh Giddey, Oklahoma knew about it for what, a year, right? Or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
Savage.
You know what I'm saying? This is different times. No,
the Pied Piper's out there wilding, but
yeah, man. Listen, I just feel like it's, you know, I feel like the responsibility they need to be just a tad more responsible. Not a lot, just a tad.
I can meet both of y'all.
He's gonna learn to be responsible.
I could agree with both of y'all in terms of like, yeah, we do need the OGs around and stuff like that. Like, guys do need to be making better decisions, but they're young and there's no OGs anymore. So that's kind of the landscape we're in today. Like,
nigga, even with the OGs, there's still gonna be a little nigga that's not gonna listen.
Right.
Okay.
There's still always gonna be one person who don't listen.
Well, let my sons go out there and do their thing.
Yeah, that's it, man. Let these little niggas learn, bro.
I ain't saying don't enjoy yourself, man.
I bet you ain't gonna be no more shorties out there, you know.
I bet you there's gonna be two more girls like this.
Well, he's still gonna be hopping out blicking.
You think I'm just saying?
He's still gonna be carrying around the Glock with no safety.
He ain't stopping.
I just feel like my son need to
He doesn't even want anything yet.
I mean, his main chick got to be embarrassed though, bro. Like,
yeah, right.
No, nigga.
Like, girls care about stuff like that.
Man, I'm sure that shorty happy just to be around, and that's my problem.
He's down for the ride.
That's my problem with the whole situation. Y'all just keep dealing with these shorties that's just happy to be around. Should they happy to be in the room? Man, you know what?
But what type of shorty are you really going to deal with at 22, you know, 21 years old? Like, ain't no, it's not going to be no quality. It's going to be someone that's just, you know, she on the roster.
I guess so, man.
I love all these young niggas, man. Ant-Man, Ja, Zion, all of them, man.
So, Sean, just one more thing before we end. Like, you're not saying that this is correct. You're saying that this is just something that's going to happen.
It's a part of life.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
Would you care if it was like fucking Nas Reed?
I would care.
Would you care if it was like the 10th man on the roster of the Timberwolves?
Yeah, I would care. Just because one of our brothers.
He wouldn't be
all of us collectively.
That would never.
Reed just signed a nice contract too.
All right. So let's use another player. Let's just say this is the 10th man on the roster.
And on top of that.
Like, would you care if this was Isaiah Stewart?
No,
would you care if this is Malcolm Brogdon?
I would still care, Sean. It just
would not.
Like,
No, but
it wouldn't be as much though. Like as a
niggas would not care, man. Sean, is Anthony Edwards is popular? He's young.
Yeah, hear me.
He's up and we hear you. He's up and coming. He could be the next superstar. You want to know why you niggas wouldn't care? Because let me tell you something. We know what happened with the Aaron Gordon story, where Aaron Gordon was like, shorty, the last thing he seen on her phone was her looking up his net worth.
Yeah.
Did we care to cover that?
No.
Because certain players, you don't care. She didn't share the story. He did.
Bro. She didn't give a fuck.
But it's a difference, though. Dude.
Like, there's no difference. A lot of the old heads is out the league,
right? And that position of
let me tell you something.
It's right there.
How does the old head get to tell the young fella not to do that? Through what?
Experience, bro.
Thank you, Sharif. That's it.
All I'm saying is, Braun and Steph been with they shorty all the time.
And this is
had they been side joints,
it's like Bron don't have one scandal.
Then that's all I'm trying to say. Keep your business on the fucking low.
We heard the rumbles of LeBron, you know, knocking down some snow bunnies and shit on the side, but that's it. And nothing that was on Front Street.
Hey, this King of the Court podcast, not King of the Snitch.
And that's what I'm trying to say, bro. That's all I'm trying to say, dog. That's all I'm trying to say.
No Bron speculation here.
I don't know nothing you're talking about. No Bron speculation, please.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, brother. Keep
your business on the low, bro. Get, you know what I'm saying? The opportunity.
But that's all Wayne trying to say. Just do it on the low, bro.
You cannot do. It was on the low. It was through text messaging. He DM her.
Bro, that's right there. Bro.
She did it.
Stay on iMessage, nigga.
Y'all making it seem like he's the one who leaked this shit. He didn't leak it. She did it.
But he was talking crazy on there. Like,
send the video.
You gonna take cat
send the video.
Out.
Send the video.
Send the video.
A nigga ain't say nothing crazy to her.
Send the video.
What he said crazy to her?
Said before.
I was expecting to see worse.
Send the video.
That's it.
Send the video.
You still talking, send the video.
That nigga said that shit for like 3 days. That was his only message. Send the video.
Send the video.
I was expecting, come on, we could have seen a lot worse, bro. All he said to that young woman was send the video.
I feel bad, because like, to see a young nigga struggling with a bitch like that, I've been there, bro. Like, they be
I feel like the one they got upset with the nigga was where he said, she said, "Oh, I had one with my son 2 years ago, and I never got over it." And then he said, "You can't even take care of the one you got."
Send the video.
Yo, that young nigga was violent, bro. Yo, bro, when I read those text messages, I was like, "Yo, bro, who's raising these cats? Because he's going off, bro." Like,
nigga, that young man. That young man don't care about nothing.
Yo, for real. He's rich. He's talented.
Exactly. That's why I said this is y'all thinking this is gonna be the first and only instance.
I hope so, Sean. Like, we don't want this shit to keep happening, right?
It's life.
Hey, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. Shit hit different when money is up. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
So
niggas be acting crazy.
Or niggas be, he feels like he's untouchable, right?
Niggas be acting different when they hit a parlay. How you think you're gonna act with $200 million?
Yeah, bro, I'll be leaving them on scene when they like my food pictures and shit on my story when I hit a five legger.
I see niggas. I see how niggas be acting when they hit a little parlay. And they get a little money in their pocket.
It should be gone next week.
I ain't gonna lie.
And you want this, and you want this young man to control himself with $200 million.
So what are you telling him? Nothing?
No. I'm telling that nigga nothing. Jesus, I'm gonna ask him one question.
You're a terrible person.
I'm gonna ask him one question. What did you learn? I'm not here to tell him anything. I'm here to find out what he learned from this situation.
So you asking him what he learned results in what?
I just want to know what he learned. His answers will give you what you need to know, what you need to tell him if you need to tell him anything.
Okay, so what if your son was in the situation? Would you be talking the same way?
Me?
Yes, bro.
Mm-hmm. I've already had these conversations before. I don't know if these conversations were had with him. So if he did this, you know, we have this conversation and, you know, Mari come up, and he got to send the video text.
Send the video.
Like, yeah, we're gonna come back, nigga. What did you learn? Like,
yo, bro, I'm out of here. Goodbye, bro.
That's it. Send the video. That's send all the I video. Got. Send the video, man. You're, I don't even gotta think. That's the episode title for this shit right here. Send the video. There's nothing to talk about, nigga. What did you learn?
Send the video.
That's it, man. What are you gonna tell him? Realistically, even if you were the OG on the team, what are you about to tell this young man that he ain't already know?
You can chime in if he wants the advice. You can chime in on how he can handle it a little better. There's no harm in that, Sean.
Handle what a little better?
Handle these women a little better. Start wrapping those
tenths of a second before vulnerability. Is that what you're about
you
to
say? I'm just gonna stop talking because the ignorance is at an all-time high in this podcast.
What are you gonna tell them? Bend your knees and follow through before you pull out. What? The fuck?
Oh goodness gracious!
Oh man, y'all niggas is ridiculous, man. Let these young little niggas
live their lives and make mistakes, live, bro.
Exactly. Let them live their lives and make mistakes, man. They'll learn.
I mean,
Ant
is out there hooping, bro. So
that's it. He's still hooping. Yeah, man. I love the youth, man. I love the innocence and shit like that. This situation teaches. I hope it teaches everyone who sees, you know, the fans of Ant-Man coming up that will know about this, because these things don't get hidden. Like, we don't have to wait 20 years from now for a documentary when he's retired. Like, you get to grow in Anthony
Edwards. I don't think anyone in the fan base of Ant really cares anyway. So
no, they're not, because there's like a handful of them probably who can even relate to this conversation, because they're growing with him, right? Which is the beauty of this. Like, okay, now what did you learn?
It's in the video.
Video.
That's it. It's that simple. You know, yes, it's that simple. What else video. We got? You guys want to cover Giannis and the game ball situation? I got something else I want to cover in regards to that. Yeah. We got something else that we could cover with the Giannis and the game ball situation. Okay, Jacob, what do you want to say about that? Just happened to stumble across.
What I want to say about it is it's crazy how you have to take the game ball from a person.
Oh, no, Jay.
Jacob, say send the video.
No, I think his mic tapped out. Send the video.
Send the video. Send the video. Send the video.
Send the video, bro.
That's a fact, Jay. We won't teach you how to say send the video.
Listen, I mean, since Sean's mic tapped out, I'm going to give some real advice. Stay away from them hoes, okay?
Jay.
Stay away from them joints.
Send a video.
Send a video.
Send a video. Send a video.
Yo.
We're going to hell.
Oh my God.
Tell her, send a video.
She was terrified of Giannis and said, oh, okay. All right. You want to act like that? All right. James?
Bro, I like how his brother be pulling up every time.
These wild African niggas was acting up. Niggas hollered at James and said, would you like to play for the Indiana Pacers this season? Oh, man. I would love to see if that happens again. Absolutely,
my motherfuckers was being petty, bro. They was being petty.
Niggas was being petty, and the Pacers pulled the ultimate petty move by signing the most feared man in NBA. Fucking crazy. Oh my God. If Sharif's talking, I can't hear him.
No. All I know is send a video. Send the blood clot video. Send the video.
Send the video.
Send the video. Send the video. you saw the game last night with the Warriors.
Yeah. I saw the shit. I saw the little Steph Curry shit.
Do you feel like the Celtics is real contenders? I'll be feeling iffy about them. I personally feel like the era of curly hair, light skinned ball players, they can't win nothing. They can't win nothing. I don't trust them.
I have a problem with, like, I mean, I get it. Like, we have to cover certain things, right? And whatnot. And, you know, I just have a problem with just like crowning like a team that hasn't won anything.
Anything.
Like the favorites for something. Like we made, bro. Like we know how good they can be. But then when you look, it's like, yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks can be just as good. The fucking, like, look at the Phoenix Suns. Like, where are they seated right now? Like, look at all these teams. Like, if you look at all these teams and you go look at their starting fives, and if that's what we're basing it off of, then, like, who the fuck wins the championship? Who's the favorite? Congrats. Like, you can speak, just as highly as you speak about the Boston Celtics, is as highly as you can speak about, like, four other teams.
True.
You know, as far as they go, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm not, like, we have this thing, right? Like I said, it's the microwave era, and these guys are good. And I'm, like I said, the young boys is coming, and the league will be in good hands once niggas step away. But like when like the Boston Celtics loses to a Golden State Warriors team, that don't just surprise me. When Steph turns into Steph, Clay may not have 30 for you, but they have 24. But it's like a Clay 24. KD still could drop a 50 ball on you. Bron can still win a game with like a 35-point triple. Like, none of this shit surprises me when they do this to like these young teams that's supposed to win. Cause like I always say, they just know how to do them. They don't know how to do all the moves, but they don't do shit when it works. Like when niggas is clicking, like, all right, they don't know how to stop the nigga that's getting it going yet while they're trying to do it.
Basically.
If that makes sense. You know, like the only time it was like when they beat, like, you know, when the Celtics beat the Nets. You know, in the postseason that year, and they went to the NBA Finals. They had a little run. But, like, other than that, like...
Every time I watch it, bro. What I'm starting to realize is that, you know, a lot of these teams where, one, you got players that's highlighted to be their best player or something like that.
Right.
Or something in that nature. Those don't be the players that show up. Like, last night, their best player was Derek White.
Yeah.
They, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at Tatum like, yo, what's up with you, man?
Where you at?
I'm looking at Jaylen Brown like, it was one sequence in there. I want to say they like lost the ball, rebounded it back, attacked the rim again, missed, rebounded it back,
right,
and then shot a three and missed again. And I'm like, whoa, what are y'all doing?
Well, I mean, remember
This is the time closers come outside. This is the time you express, this is why I make $300 million. Like this is what this is for.
I mean, remember though, they struggle with them.
Y'all are not showing up and showing out. The Warriors don't got their best defender.
Who's the best defender?
Draymond.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, big facts.
Oh yeah. Big facts. I mean, yeah, but they still got other guys like a hoop. Like that, like now you're gonna see, like, I think now this is when we see if the Chris Paul trade was worth it. No,
I don't think that shit was worth it.
I mean, I don't think it was worth it either. But like, we'll see. Like, if like this is like some mad scientist shit, you know? Because to be able to pull a game out like that and win the way they did, it's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess you guys still gotta respect Steph. You know, Andrew Wiggins, if he gets it clicking, right? Because he's supposed to be he's supposed to be like undoubtedly the third best player, or even second at this point with Clay struggling. But like, we've seen how well he plays against the Boston Celtics. Looney as well is another one who has moments against them, and the young guys. I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you. I haven't like went out of my way to watch many Boston games other than whatever's been on national television. They just don't really interest me. I don't know what it is. I was excited for the team once it was put together, but I watched them play, and I'm not really excited to watch them play like that. I'm not, be honest with you.
I personally just feel like, what's his name? They not there yet.
They not there yet.
Cause bro, Tatum should have had. Well, he did roll his ankle first
couple. Mm-hmm.
But they put Jonathan Kuminga on him.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been lighting that boy up.
Why?
What you mean, why?
Why should he have been lighting him up?
He should have, bro. Jonathan Kuminga is young, inexperienced. You should have no problem showing up, Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay. Fired.
You should, you know what I'm saying? He ain't a rookie, but you should have no problem showing him, like, yo. Like, you feel me?
Right.
You put Kuminga on Kobe. You know what Kobe doing to that boy?
No.
Kobe wilding on him every time. Time down the court. Every time down the court. I was just watching the Shane Battier interview.
Yeah.
And Shane Battier was talking about how he was that, you know, that game where Houston played the Lakers, and he was face guarding Kobe.
Yeah.
Shane Battier said that, oh, he knew Kobe wasn't as good off the dribble at that time in his career as he was attacking the basket. So he wanted Kobe to take mid-range jump shots all game. That's why he face guarded him, just because he knew Kobe ego. And Kobe ego was going to be like, if you're going to do this shit, I'm going to do this shit to you all game, bitch.
Right.
That's what I want to see you do. And Kobe turned around against Shane Brady, I think like 35 that game.
Right.
All up for mid-range twos. Like, you going to take this away from my game? You know the fuck I am? You know who I am? I ain't one of these little niggas.
Right.
That's what I want to see from motherfuckers like Tatum. That's what I want to see from motherfuckers like Jaylen Brown, bro. Like,
He got it in him. He has, like, I would put Jaylen Brown's motor in Tatum, and woof. You know?
Motherfuckers is talking about, Jason Tatum just started to, which is very true. He just started to attack the basket. Which is, I'm like, Jason Tatum, why are you just starting to attack the basket? You're fucking 6'9".
I mean, maybe he worked on certain things in his game that he just wanted to implement on the court that, you know, he probably just unaware of himself, to be honest with you. Just like you figure out certain things as you just start coming into your own. You know, I can't be upset with Jason Tatum for not wanting to go to the basket. You know, I did. I just said I wanted him to play closer to the basket. As a matter of fact, because you still could do those moves and everything and whatnot, but just like I said, just play closer. Like I feel like he exerts a lot of unnecessary energy, and it's gonna be a point where he's gonna figure out that he's just unguardable from anywhere on the court. He don't have to work as hard, but I think also with Jaylen Brown, like Jaylen Brown's posterizing somebody every week.
True.
You know, so in order for that to happen, like, is it spacing? Like, is it like? Do I do most of my attacking when you're not on the court? You know, I don't know. I can't call it, you know. Like I said, I agree with you. I think you should be attacking the basket a little bit more. But I also feel like as exciting as the season's been for everyone, the start of the season, I also feel like there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen yet. If that makes sense. Sure. I feel like players are, like, holding things back. Or some of them are playing themselves into shape.
Playing yourself into shape is another crazy one, but you know, God bless.
No, niggas do that after a while, bro. They play a lot of basketball. Travel alone is it's very extensive. You know, once you get to a certain point in your career, I guess, they can start doing it. When you start to see everybody's shit start to come together a little bit more crisp, you know, like, oh yeah, they playing themselves into it. Like, look at Harden now. What are we saying? We ain't saying nothing bad about James Harden.
Harden open.
Let me ask you a question, right? Because I think I had Sharif. Yeah, Sharif was on an episode. We were talking about Zion. How did you feel about the whole, like, Zion's out of shape after they got smoked by 44 shit?
Zion was out of shape before he got smoked by 44.
Okay, you didn't think that was an excuse for why they lost, right?
No.
Okay, because I had to realize
because the game before that, they started saying he's out of shape after they lost to the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
But the game before that, they was playing the who the fuck they playing? And he had a good game. He had a good game. I think he had like 35. But he still looked out of shape. He just looks out of shape, period.
What's out of shape?
NBA shape? Bro, he just looks slow. He looks slow.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you what it is. Niggas want Zion to look like a bodybuilder.
No.
Seriously, if you are, let's look at Zion Williamson. Does he look like someone who has no muscles?
Nah, he got muscles.
He got muscles.
He got fat.
So he's doing something, right? So you're saying I'm looking at somebody who's already muscular, and now this is what I want his body to look like. No?
He don't gotta look like a fucking...
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Was he fat and out of shape the very next game?
He was fat and out of shape the game he had 35.
The next game?
Yeah. When he came back and gave them niggas 35, he still was out of shape. He just felt like, yo, he felt like, I gotta shut these motherfuckers up because they talking too much shit on me. Okay. But he was still out of shape.
I just wanted to know. I just had to ask some other fat niggas.
Wow.
Yeah, to keep it real, to get the real fat niggas. I, Sharif, you know, I spoke to you, you know. I don't care. I'm always going to identify as fat. I don't care how much niggas say I look like what. I don't care. I'm fat at heart.
I just feel like Zion not...
And me and Zion did fat camp together.
Zion gotta just... Like, you know when he first came in the league? He was solid. Mm-hmm. He was solid. I don't need him to look nothing other than like that, just solid.
Right.
Solid. He don't gotta be the most chiseled cut up motherfucker. I don't never expect Zion to have like a flat stomach, six pack abs. Never. Mm-hmm. But I do expect him to look solid. He don't be looking solid. He look like he be struggling to come court, bro. He be looking like me on the treadmill, bro. Like, chill.
I'm happy for the young man. I'm happy for the bounce back game. Yeah. I'm happy for the bounce back game he had because there was no more talking of his weight after that. He'll get it under control.
He needs to.
You know, he'll get it under control. All right, man. I think we can wrap this up. Yeah, get enough material. Unless one of these young niggas get into some wild shit in the next 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's time to hit the streets, man. What'd you learn about this video? What did you learn? I mean, about this episode.
I learned send the fucking video.
That's it. King send of the Court podcast. Season 6, episode number, lucky number 13. We out.
Send the fucking video.
Send the video.